good afternoon, and welcome to Piers for softball action in the Granite Ridge Conference today as the Mora Mustangs are in town to face the Piers Pioneers. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and it's 6-5 Piers, 6-5 Mora, 11-1 Piers. Emily Sedlowski against Michaela Peterson is today's pitching matchup. It is the start of a busy week for the softball team. They have the first of four games today. Coming up tomorrow, they'll go to Malacca. Thursday at Osakis. And then Friday, they come back home to face Long Prairie Gray Eagle. We are ready to go as into the batter's box is Mora shortstop Morgan Mann. Piers won the first meeting between these two teams 6-0 back on April 22nd in Mora. And Emily Sedlowski's first pitch is a called strike to Morgan Mann, and this game is underway. Early start here today because there's a choir band concert tonight. As the pitch is low and in, dug by Brenna Dickman, the catcher. Erica Dickman at first. Liz Kellish plays second. Shortstop Kiara Olish. Emma Melby at third. Hallie Zupan is in left. There's a base hit to left center. Maybe extra bases. Mann will round first and dig into second and go in with a leadoff double. Morgan Mann to the alley. Center fielder Tori Wagner. Right fielder Emily Daler in the field here. Now it is the third baseman Jaden Robb. Jaden Robb will be followed by Mora catcher Anna Athey. Pitcher Michaela Peterson hits cleanup. Then Lindsay Nosbusch at first. Shea Osmus in left. Bunt foul. Trying to move the runner up. 0-1. Peyton Oslin is the designated player. She'll bat seventh for Hannah Gravich, the right fielder. Haley Nordstrom in second base is the eighth hitter. And Sophie Steffen in center rounds out the lineup. A leadoff double here and an early scoring chance for the Mustangs. 6-5 record and a bunt. Back to Emily, and she'll go over to Erica Dickman, and there's the first out of the ball game. But a productive out for Jaden Robb and the Mustangs, with Mann now standing at third and one out. And now Mora catcher Anna Athey will try and get that run home. As Sedlowski looks into Brenna Dickman. And line foul down the line and foul up against the fence line. 0-1. Doesn't matter where you park. Doesn't matter. Ball's going to find you. One strike to Athey with Michaela Peterson, the pitcher, due up next. We're in the top of the first inning, just underway here. As the pitch is coming from Emily Sedlowski. Right there for a strike. 0-2 to the number 3 Mora hitter. Both golf teams were in action today, starting to get some results sent in. As Emily Sedlowski's 0-2 windup up high, good stretch there by Dickman. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out here in the inning. And now Emily's ready and up high. 2-2. A leadoff double by Morgan Mann. The sacrifice bunt by Jaden Robb. That's where we're at early here in this one. Sun trying to break through the cloud cover here. 2-2. And here's Emily's pitch. Change up. Looper to second. It'll be caught by Liz Kellish coming in. Good out pitch there by Emily Sedlowski as Anna Athey lifts a soft line drive out to second base. Two down, and here is the pitcher, Michaela Peterson. So it's up to Peterson now to try and get the leadoff double home as Emily will try and stall out this scoring rally here for Mora. Now the right-handed hitter, and there's a ball that swung on and missed. Good change of pace there by Emily. Looked like Peterson was looking at a fastball. Tried to time it and well out in front. 0-1 the count. Brenna Dickman puts down the sign. And here's Sedlowski's one-strike pitch, and it misses outside. That time Peterson able to lay off. One ball, one strike. Wagner in center, Daler in right, Zupan in left for the Pioneers. It goes Dickman, Kellish, Olish, and Melby first to third. And there's a ground ball in the hole. Base hit. 1-0 Mora. Little single through the left side of the infield by Michaela Peterson. Brings home Morgan Mann. 1-0 Mustangs. And now it is Lindsay Nosbusch, the Mora first baseman.
First baseman number two, Lindsay Nosbusch.
Just snuck it through between Emma Melby and Kiara Olish. Left-handed hitter now, Lindsay Nosbusch. As Emily goes back to work here. Fastball got it by her. One strike to Nosbusch with Shea Osmus, the left fielder, due up next. Piers has this game, the Malacca game tomorrow on the road, and then a road trip to Albany left on their conference schedule. So their final conference home game here. Swing and a miss, 0-2 to Nosbusch. 1-0 Mustangs, a double and a single to produce a run. As the two-strike pitch coming from Emily Sedlowski. Strike three called, and I thought I heard called strike three, but he must have barked out ball. The runner steals second. 1-2. Did you hear that? Yeah. So a steal of second, still up there 1-2, and a foul ball towards the Pioneer dugout. Still alive up there is Lindsay Nosbusch. Another runner out there in scoring position here for the Mustangs. They've done something here in the first. They didn't do at home, and that's get a run on the board. They got blank 6-0. Here's the two-strike pitch in the dirt. It skips. Dickman looks for it, and it'll advance. The runner racing into third on a wild pitch is Peterson. Rolled off to the right behind the left-handed hitter. So it's 2-2 now to Lindsay Nosbusch. A lot of room in right center here for the lefty. And here comes the Emily Sedlowski 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul. That'll get out of play to the third base side. Maybe dropping onto the JV field. Mora Mustangs, a record of 6 wins, 5 losses. Piers 11-1. Here comes the 2-2. Low, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Nosbusch. Mora on the first base side. And the pitch. Low, walked her. Nosbusch takes a walk to put runners at the corners for left fielder Shea Osmus.
Left fielder number 18, Shea Osmus.
Pioneer boys finished third in Albany today, but another medalist for Logan Harold, the junior, fired a 79 on the Albany course to win by 1. Alex Bannock, one of his best rounds. Alex, a fourth-place finish with an 82. And a strike called as Osmus watches it in. 1-0 more with a threat. And a big day for the girls' golf team. There's one foul back. Coach LeBlanc tells me that it's a new school record for the girls for an 18-hole round. A 370, bettering the former school record of 371. Great day for the girls' golf team. Two strikes to Osmus. And there's a swing and a miss. And the inning ends. A run on a pair of hits. And there were 2 Mustangs stranded. Half an inning here in Piers. It's the Mustangs 1 and the Pioneers nothing. And the Pioneers will come to bat for the first time when we return to Piers on You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We hope everyone is feeling that spring fever to get outside. In Piers, we have your supply of zero-turn and riding lawnmowers, many steel-branded weed trimmers to choose from, along with small engine repair and mobile maintenance. We also have an electric motor repairman on site Monday through Fridays. to diagnose and replace or repair your electric motors. We have a great Hydrolec promotion now through May 15th with up to $5 a bag off to help your cattle with the upcoming summer heat. We have seed to sell and brilliant cedars to rent in Lastrup and Little Rock. This is also an excellent time to start incorporating DBZ in your feeds to help with fly control on your farms. We have many minerals, milk replacers, and other feeds with fly control. We have all your needs to succeed, so call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for the loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm sure most of you know that we take care of everything Verizon on the personal side, but did you know that we also handle small business accounts? We know what it's like to be a small business, and we understand the struggles. Let us help you out with your existing Verizon business plan, or let us set you up a new one. Whether you have 5 lines or 100, we can help. We'll make sure you're on the right plan, we can upgrade any existing lines, and we can get you set up with new ones. Visit us today at Design Electronics, and let us help you with your small business Verizon account.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Kiara Olish to lead it off here in the bottom of the first inning as the Pioneers trail 1-0 to visiting Mora. Mustangs get a leadoff double and eventually a two-out RBI single to plate a run as Olish takes ball one from Michaela Peterson. And now ball two. Liz Kellish and Emma Melby will follow Kiara here in the first as the right-hander Peterson ready to deal the 2-0 pitch. And it's a line drive and foul. Just pulled it foul. Solid contact, but just to the left of the line. 2-1 the count. Here's the Mora lineup in the field for Peterson in the pitching circle. Her catcher is Anna Athey. At first base, Lindsay Nosbusch. Second is Haley Nordstrom. The shortstop is Morgan Mann, and Jaden Robb plays third. And there's a swing and a miss, evening the count at 2-2 to Kiara Olish. Shea Osmus is in left, Sophie Stephenson in center, and out in right field is Hannah Gravich. And she is way out in right. Here comes a pitch on 2-2, and Kiara takes a fastball high. Full count to junior shortstop Kiara Olish, the igniter of this offense at the top of the order. Need her to get on base and let those big bats come up and drive her in. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Olish on strikes. One down. Here's second baseman Liz Kellish. So, Peterson records the first out on strikes. As the right-hander deals, and a little inside, says our umpire, 1-0. On the way over here to Piers, midway between Little Falls and Piers on 27. Hope everyone was all right. It came upon what looked like a pretty bad car motorcycle accident. There's a pop-up left side of the infield. Shortstop there, Morgan Mann in her tracks has it. Kellish is out number two. But a lot of law enforcement there and rescue vehicles, so we hope for the best in that situation. We know that the motorcyclists often lose in that one. Here's Emma Melby now with two quick outs. And the windup by Michaela Peterson skips to home. Looks like she can throw it hard. Can she locate it? 1-0. A run on two hits in the top of the first for Mora. They left two on. Here comes the 1-0, and that one's just a little high. 2-0. Track practice in full swing out there. Well, looks like the hurdlers and the jumpers are working. I don't see. Oh, there go the distance one. They're putting in their miles outside the fence line there. Here comes the next pitch. Grounded foul of third. It drifts as Jaden Robb gloves it near Coach Pepping in the third base coaching box. Two balls and a strike. Pioneers coming off their victory over Little Falls here on the senior night to wrap up last week. Five games last week, four games this week for the girls. 2-1 to LMLB, and the pitch. Changeup hitter. Emma gets put on base. And she becomes the first Pioneer runner, and it brings up the left fielder, Hallie Zupan.
Left fielder number 16, Hallie Zupan.
So Zupan stands in with a runner on base here in the bottom of the first against Peterson. And hits it to left, and the Pioneers are going to take the lead. Hallie Zupan on the first pitch. Sends it over the fence. And the senior puts a charge into one. Zupan makes it 2-1. A no-doubter to left, and that'll bring up the catcher, Brenna Dickman. Ball jumped off her bat and right off the sweet spot. Here's the first pitch to Brenna. And it is high, 1-0, kicking out some dust out of the mitt of the catcher, Athey. She can throw the heat, but boy, did Hallie sit on that pitch. And a lot of the energy was provided by the pitcher, but a lot on the bat swing of Hallie Zupan. Hallie's got to have half a dozen homers this year. 2-0. And Dickman watches it high. 3-0. Emily Daler on deck now. Three balls, no strikes to Brenna Dickman, the catcher. Brenna awaits, and strike is called. 3-1. Brenna, four hits against Mora last time. Okay. It was a 6-0 win in Mora back in mid-April for the girls. And the pitch, high, it's a walk. Two quick outs, and now Peterson has struggled to face the next three, hitting Melby. Zupan rocketed one out of here, and then a walk to Brenna Dickman, and it'll bring up the right fielder, Emily Daler. They are going to run for Brenna Dickman. Madison Gall will run on a courtesy running situation. Gall for Dickman here in the first inning. So Emily Daler at the plate. One on, two in against Peterson and the Mustangs. And that pitch is a called strike, and Gall has to scramble back and avoid getting picked off as Athey unleashed a throw to first. Now the umpire is going to talk about something. Not sure what that conversation is. Are they going to call interference on Emily? I would think that maybe that is the call, that Daler interfered with the throw. But the teams have come off the field, and Pioneers are headed out into the field. So they get two on the Hallie Zupan homer. And after one, it's Piers two and Mora one.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Skip Toops, Pierce head wrestling coach and head coach of the Pierce Power Program, which is our summer Pioneer speed and strength program for all Pierce students entering grades 6 through 12. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that have helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. We want to highly encourage your son or daughter to get involved in the Pierce Power Program this summer. The Pierce Power Program will build strength and increase speed, agility, power, and explosiveness. These things will improve your athletic performance, reduce your risk of injury, and develop mental toughness. Check out the informational brochure online under Community Education, and then click on Youth Activities. Get involved in Pierce Athletics, Music, and Activities, and go Pioneers!
All right, welcome back. Getting some clarification there between innings. Apparently, Maddie Gall was called out, so yeah, Daler will lead off in the second. So, would change the scorebook a little bit. And the first batter is Peyton Oslin. And she swings and misses at the first offering from Emily Sedlovsky. Peers up 2-1 as we start the second here. Oslin, right-handed hitter, and a swing and a miss, 0-2. She bats for the right fielder, Hannah Gravich.
The two-strike pitch.
And it's pretty close and just ruled high, 1-2. One strikeout, one walk in the first inning for Emily Sedlovsky. Next offering, changeup, swing, and a miss picked up by Brenna Dickman over to Erica Dickman in time. And the strikeout is accomplished, one away. And that'll bring up second baseman Haley Nordstrom. One out here in the inning. Top of two. Here comes the first pitch that the right-handed hitting second baseman will see, and she swings over the top, 0-1. Pioneers get Emma Melby hit by a pitch with two outs in the bottom of the first. Next pitch, Hallie Zupan puts the Pioneers up with a home run. Ground ball to third, Emma Melby over to Erica Dickman for out number two. Emma's got a very accurate arm over there. Two up, two down, and here's Sophie Stephenson. Sophie Steffen, the center fielder, and number nine hitter. Two down for the Mustangs as they bat in the top of the second here in Pierce. And Sedlovsky throws a first pitch, and it's knocked foul. Pretty good swing there by Steffen. Looked like she was right on that pitch. Top of the order due up next, Morgan Mann. Mora's back in action tomorrow. They go to Zimmerman. We could use some help from the Mustangs there if we could pick up a win today. The 0-1 changeup, well out in front, just ticking it foul. And it's a quick 0-2 count to Sophie Steffen. Two strikes now. And we'll see what the Pioneers want to do for a pitch. They've got a pretty good setup here. The 0-2. Fastball, swing, and a miss. Good inning for Emily Sedlovsky. Couple of strikeouts and a routine ground ball, and the Mustangs go in order. We'll head to the bottom of the second, see if the Pioneers can build on their lead. It'll start with Emily Daler, Emily Sedlovsky, Kelsey Cummings with a 2-1 lead.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to Pierce. We're ready to begin the bottom of the second inning. Pierce leading 2-1 over Mora. And here's Emily Daler to stand in. Emily was at the plate when Madison Gall got called out at first on a pickoff play. And the pitch to Emily is a called strike, 0-1. One strikeout, one hit batter for starting pitcher Michaela Peterson in the first. Gave up the home run to Hallie Zupan with Emma Melby aboard. And the 0-1 to senior right fielder Emily Daler. Low, 1-1. Emily Sedlovsky and Kelsey Cummings also due up this half inning. 1-1 to Emily Daler. Michaela Peterson. Ready? And a good fastball right on the inside corner. 1-2 to Emily Daler. Peterson, a tall girl. Right-hander, blonde ponytail. Goes into her windmill windup and missed up high. 2-2. With the corner infielders, they stand almost right on top of the bags. Third baseman Jaden Robb could probably take one step and touch third, and the first baseman Nosbusch could do the same at first. Swing and a miss. Daler's out on strikes. And each of the first two innings have begun with a Michaela Peterson strikeout. 19, now it's Piers' Sedlovsky. Pitcher, Emily Sedlovsky. Emily's got obvious ability to hit the ball out of the park. She's hit some big home runs, including the go-ahead homer against Little Falls here Friday, and she hacks the first pitch foul up there swinging, and it's 0-1. Hit the walk-off homer against Zimmerman. The go-ahead homer against Little Falls just last week. 0-1 to Sedlowski from Peterson. Spin to home, and it's a ball and a strike. Cummings due up next for the Pioneers. They lead it 2-1 in the second. And Peterson delivers high. Two balls and a strike to Emily Sedlowski. Like a lot of these girls, Emily will have to do the quick change and get ready for the band concert tonight. That starts at 6:30. There's a good swing, but a straight foul back, 2-2. And again, like the last concert they had, they'll rotate it between the middle school gym and the Performing Arts Center. Starts at 6:30 with some band action, and then they'll go to the choir for a little bit, come back for band, and finish up, I think, with more choir songs. There's a pop-up left side of the infield, and this will be handled by Mora shortstop Morgan Mann to retire Emily Sedlowski. So, the first inning started with a strikeout and a pop-up to shortstop. The second inning has started with a strikeout and a pop-up to shortstop. And we'll see if Kelsey Cummings gets hit by a pitch. That's the way the first inning went. Cummings knocks it foul. And William Daler on the chase. Well, didn't make the catch. 0-1. One strike to Kelsey Cummings. She bats for Tori Wagner, the center fielder, as the DP. Good pitch location there, and Kelsey taking strike two. Pioneers 2, Mustangs 1. Cummings in an 0-2 count. Here's the windup by Peterson. Swinging a ground ball. Shortstop Mann cleanly up with it to first to retire the Pioneers. Three up, three down. We go to the top of the third with the Pioneers in front. 2-1 over Mora.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil. Natural, healthy, perfect. Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, Morgan Mann on the first pitch of the inning hits a three-hopper right to Erica Dickman at first. An easy quick out here for Emily Sedlowski and brings up third baseman Jaden Robb. One out, bases empty. Piers leading Mora 2-1. Robb with a bunt her first time up. And he Fastball is up high, but Rob went hunting in that heater, and it's 0-1. Hallie Zupan's two-run homer in the first is the difference in this game. Emily Sidlowski's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Two good fastballs from Emily, and she's ahead. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch coming. Foul just got a piece, ricocheting it back off one of the support poles of the backstop. One and two. One out here in the top half of the third. Sidlowski foul back again. Anna Athey is due up next here from Mora. Pioneers head to Malacca tomorrow. They were 15-5 winners over Malacca in their first meeting here. Two-strike pitch again, hit in the air to center. Wagner drifting back. Torrey with room, reaches up, makes the catch. Torrey Wagner with the putout in center. Two down, and it brings up Mora catcher, Anna Athey.
Catcher number 21, Anna Athey.
So Wagner got a good read on that and moves to her left about 10 strides and puts it away. And one out on a soft line drive to second for Athey so far. Hit it to Liz Kellish. And now here's the first pitch of her second at-bat, and it's low, ball one. Two outs here in the top of the third. Piers up 2-1. The Pioneers will have Erica Dickman, Kara Olish, and Liz Kellish do up in the bottom of the third. 1-0 change up is low, 2-0. Starting a string of non-conference games at the end of this week. Starting with Thursday, Friday, there's a strike in, 2-1. Pioneers on Thursday will be at Osakis. That's a 4:30 start, 5 o'clock Friday, Long Prairie, Great Eagle. And Monday, Thursday, the following week, are non-conference games as well. One's off the plate, 3-1 now. Holding Ford comes here Monday, and the girls go to Kimball Thursday the 20th. That's ball fought off. Full count now to Anna Athey. Bounces off that mesh netting and into the Mora dugout. Surprised a couple of the girls. You could hear their, ooh. 3-2 pitch. And Sidlowski deals low, ball four. A two-out free pass here, and the tying run is on for the pitcher, Michaela Peterson.
Pitcher number 3, Michaela Peterson.
RBI single between short and third in the first inning to put Mora ahead 1-0. A two-out walk. That's the second walk for Emily today. And the pitch here to Peterson. A little bit low. Looks like Peterson had a notion of going after that and able to keep the hands back. 1-0. A run on two hits for Mora. Two runs on one hit for Piers so far. We're in the third inning. 1-0 changeup. Ground ball to Emma Melby near the bag. On target to Dickman, and that's all for Mora. No damage on the two-out walk. That runner is left on base, and we go to the bottom of the third with Piers in front of Mora. 2-1. You're listening to Softball Action for the Pioneers on You Are There Sports.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. and by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shaloh Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
It is the bottom of the third inning coming up here, and it'll be Erica Dickman, the senior first baseman, to start it off for Coach Pepping's Piers Pioneers. They lead Mora 2-1. Erica will be followed by Kiara Olish and Liz Kellish, 9-1 and 2 in the order against Michaela Peterson. Here we go. And we'll see if it's a number foul loop down the left field line, but well foul. One strike to Erica Dickman. Erica is going to attend South Dakota State in the fall and just happened to watch the Jackrabbits win their FCS football game Saturday to advance to the national championship game down in Texas. Low, 1-1 now to Erica Dickman. Player to pull in the outfield, the center fielder is shading towards the alley. That's Sophie Steffen. And the pitch on 1-1. Inside, close pitch, but off the plate. 2-1 to Erica Dickman. And the next pitch from Michaela Peterson. Ooh, chased a high fastball out of the zone. 2-2. Black pants, royal blue jerseys, white letters and numbers for the Mora uniforms. Comes the 2-2 pitch, and it's popped up first base side foul territory, and that'll be caught. Making the play at first for the Mustangs, Lindsay Nosbusch in foul territory as Joe Call moves out of the way. And there's one out. In the top of the order, shortstop Kiara Olish. So third straight inning that Michaela Peterson has retired the leadoff batter. And here's Olish out on strikes in the first. And she hits this one behind short. That's going to find the grass. A base hit for Kiara. Excellent effort on Morgan Mann's part to try and get back on that play, but just out of her range. So a base hit for Kiara, only the second Piers hit off Peterson. And that'll bring up Liz Kellish, the senior second baseman. Kiara runs well. See if Kellish can get a hold of one here. Liz, a pop to short, and she grounded it to third. That hit the bag. That's a fair ball. And holding at second is Olish. So back-to-back swings have produced back-to-back hits. Ricochets off the third base bag and barely made it onto the grass in left field. Of course, once it hit the bag, it didn't matter if it landed fair or foul. That bag made it a fair ball automatically. So first and second for third baseman Emma Melby, and a chance brewing here for the girls here. They've got two on. And Melby hit by a pitch on a changeup and then came in on the Hallie Zupan homer in the first. Takes up and away for ball one. Second is Olish. First is Kellish. Low. And it's 2-0 to Melby with Hallie Zupan on deck. Get the chance, the Pioneers have an opportunity here to put something big up. Two on, one out, and the pitch to Melby. 2-0, hit the center, base hit. Coach Pepping is going to wave Olish in. Kellish now breaks for third, and she will slide in safely. Melby with some heads-up base running takes second. Liz Kellish goes in head first through a cloud of dust to reach safely. And it's an RBI single for Emma Melby. Olish comes in to score. Liz Kellish at third, and Hallie Zupan will bat with now a 3-1 lead and runners at second and third for Hallie. And the pitch. Change up, and Hallie got out in front and hits a long ways foul. Barrel of the bat was through the strike zone, and that ball ends up well foul, hit a long ways. Zupan homered her first time up. Good fastball location there, taken for strike two to Zupan. One out, a run in, second and third for the Pioneers. Now on the RBI single by Emma Melby, three straight hits for the Pioneers. Here's the Peterson offering. Just high. Hallie's got that habit of the pitch comes in. She just takes a quick little crouch down and kind of changes the look for the umpire on the strike zone sometimes. Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Change up, high fly to left. I don't think she hit it out. Nope, it'll stay in the park. Tagging is Liz Kellish. She will score. Hallie will get a sack fly and drive in Liz Kellish, and it's a 4-1 lead. Just got underneath it enough to keep it in the ballpark, and Shea Osmus able to make the catch, and no chance to get Kellish tagging up and scoring. Emma Melby stays put at second, two down, and here's Brenna Dickman, who was walked her first time up, and a strike is called, 0-1. So it's a 4-1 lead now for the Pioneers in the bottom of the third with a chance for another one out there. As Peterson to Dickman, well high. One ball, one strike. Emily Daler would hit next for the Pioneers. Peterson ready. Corner infielders play up close to the lines. Dickman hits it to right. That ball is at the fence and up against the wall. Melby will score. Brenna Dickman checks in with an opposite field RBI double. She just missed getting one out of here. A short hop off the fence. Melby from changes places with Dickman, and now Madison Gall back into courtesy run. So it is now a 5-1 Pioneer lead, and here's Emily Daler. Gall at second with two down. Emily, first time up, ended up striking out, leading off the second inning. And takes it high. With this Pioneer team, that they get that second time through the lineup, and once they see a pitcher, get a pretty good idea, and they can lock in and do a lot of damage. Here's a pop-up to second, coming in and making a fine running play is Nordstrom, and that ends the inning. But the Pioneers strike for three. Sack fly by Hallie Zupan, an RBI single by Emma Melby, and a run-producing double by Brenna Dickman. They leave a runner on base, and after three, the new score is Piers 5 and Mora 1. We head to the fourth on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
All right, first pitch of the fourth inning is a comebacker to the pitcher and an easy play for Emily Sedlowski, and Nosbusch is out on one pitch. That's the way the top of the fourth begins. Shea Osmus, a strikeout victim to end the first, and it's One out, nobody on base here against Emily Sedlovsky, the senior right-hander, and she missed, must have been just inside. It was about knee-high. We're up above, halfway up the third base line over the third base dugout here. We can see high and low, so much better than in and out on the pitch location. There's one chopped off the plate that'll trickle to the right and foul through the on-deck circle. Ball and a strike to Shea Osmus with Peyton Oslin on deck. Now the Sun's winning a battle with the clouds, brightening it up. Pierce two in the first on a Hallie Zupan home run. And then more conventional hit-by-hit-by-hit rally in the third with three straight singles, a sack fly, and a double. There's a pop-up foul territory chased by Melby just out of her range. It's a foul ball. Good effort by Emma. 1-2 to Shea Osmus. Morris 5-5 in the conference, 6-5 overall. Piers 10-1 in Granite Ridge play, 11-1 overall. 2-2 fastball, didn't mean to swing, taps it to the first base side, and Emily Sedlovsky will scoop it and make about a 2-foot little shovel to Dickman for another 1-3 ground out. Two outs, and here's the Mora designated player, Peyton Oslin. Peyton struck out in the second inning. That's three strikeouts in the game so far for Emily Sedlovsky, and there's one nubbed off the handle, and it's strike one out of play to the first base side. Either those folks decided not to come to the game today, or they chose a better parking spot. Usually that area is full of vehicles, and there's been some damage on foul balls to vehicles right there. There is a open stretch of parking until the right field corner. Two strikes now to Oslin. Up high, 1-2. She lays off a pretty tempting pitch. One ball, two strikes. Piers up 5-1, top of four. And Emily Sedlovsky gets ready to deal, and it's nubbed to first, and this will be Dickman unassisted to the bag. And three ground ball outs in the inning. Quick outs for the Mustangs. Gets the Pioneers back in the dugout, and it'll be Emily Sedlovsky, Kelsey Cummings, and Erica Dickman set to bat here as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Piers leading 5-1 over Mora on You Are There Sports.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
All right, Pioneers have a quick out here. And again, first pitch swinging, and something we've kind of grown accustomed to, an aggressive approach at the plate. Emily Sedlowski lifts a fly ball to medium deep left, where Shea Osmus puts it away. And that'll bring up the designated player, Kelsey Cummings. Pierce 5, Mora 1. We're in the bottom of the fourth. And Kelsey laces one to center. A sharp one-hop single by Kelsey Cummings. Kelsey rips it up the middle, and it'll bring up the first baseman, Erica Dickman. First hit today for Kelsey, and the sixth for the Pioneers. And now Kelsey will be lifted for a runner, Wagner, coming in to run. So they flex Torrey Wagner into the ball game as a runner. Here's Erica Dickman, who fouled out to first baseman Lindsay Nosbusch, leading off the third inning. She is 0-for-1. Umpire making the notation on his scorecard. One on, one out for the Pioneers with a 5-1 lead over Mora here in the home half of the fourth. And the pitch to Erica Dickman. Swing and a miss. Erica tried to yank one out of here. 0-1. Wagner at first. Rolls up the sleeve. Ready to go to work on the bases. See if she can jog around. She's running, and the throw to second is not nearly in time. Steele standing up for Torrey Wagner. To 0-2, the count to Erica Dickman now, with Wagner at second and one out. In the pitch from Peterson, swung on and missed, and that retires Erica on strikes. Third strikeout of the day for Michaela Peterson. Two outs in the inning, and here's Kiara Olish, who singled and scored in the third, struck out in the first. 1-for-2 today. Singled into left field to start a three-run rally. Kiara out in front, and it's 0-1 to the junior shortstop. Kiara will be in the woodwind section. I think, is she a saxophone player? No, I think she's, you know, Kalia is a trombone player. Time. Oh, I think a JV ball from the field came into the left field. So I see older sister Mariah's here. Mariah's up at Concordia in the band. Her, I think she's a saxophone player. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Grounded left side, foul territory. Played in front of the bag there by Jaden Robb. So it's 0-2 to Kiara Olish. Of course, I shouldn't label them as only one. So many of those band kids, they play multiple instruments. But they're primary. 0-2, swinging a looper into center, and that ball is hanging up, and it'll be caught. Stefan runs her down. She was playing to the left center, more of a straightaway fly ball, but in time to make the play. And that's all for the Pioneers. They get a Kelsey Cummings single, but no damage. And after four, the score remains Piers 5, Mora 1.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, we head to the top of the fifth. Pierce up 5-1. Haley Nordenstrom hits the first pitch to center. Long run, Torrey over and makes the catch. Long running catch by Torrey Wagner. And that retires Nordenstrom on one pitch. And now Mora center fielder Sophie Steffen to hit. Torrey covered a lot of ground. That ball tailing away from her out in right center field, but stayed in the park. And Torrey ran it down as the pitch is low to Steffen. Emily Sedlowski struck out Steffen to end the second inning. One of three strikeouts for Sedlowski today. The 1-0 changeup, ground ball through the hole, left side base hit. A one-out single to left by Sophie Steffen will bring the top of the order, Morgan Mann, to the plate. Hit number three, but their first since the second inning. Mann has one of those hits. She led off the ball game with a double, came in to score on a Michaela Peterson single. That was almost identical to the hit we just saw from Steffen, just poked between short and third. And that one outside, ball one. Mann kind of shuffling her feet as that pitch came in. Wasn't sure she had her legs underneath her all the way. One on, one out here. Piers up 5-1 in the fifth. Mann awaits the pitch, and it's down low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Chinese Rockets, I think, in the area hitting the debris. 2-0, swing and a foul. Yeah, she does. She shuffles her feet kind of as she prepares to swing. And I don't know what effect that has, but it's just a little different. 2-1, yeah. Two balls and a strike here to Morgan Mann, the shortstop for the Mustangs. Runner on first is Sophie Steffen. And the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to Emma Melby to second for one, and they will get the out there on a close sliding play. Kellish with her foot on the bag, catching it cleanly. And a nice throw again from Emma Melby right to the glove. So Mann will replace Steffen at first on a fielder's choice. 5-4 is the scoring play. Two outs. Here's third baseman Jaden Robb. Robb with a fly out to center and a sacrifice bunt. Down low, Brenna Dickman with a good stop. 1-0. Here's two in the first, three in the third. Mora got their run in the first. 5-1 right now. We are in the fifth. There's a pitch fouled back, and that's going to get out of play. Takes the count to 1-1 to Jaden Robb, number two hitting third baseman from Mora. Emily Sedlowski grips the ball and delivers. There's a line drive off the glove of Olish into center field. And, boy, that one was almost snagged by Kiara. That'll be a line drive single for Robb. And moving up to second, Morgan Mann, and the batter now is the catcher, Anna Athey. I think the coach at third wanted Mann to come over to third because Torrey kind of overran that ball in center, but I don't think Mann was watching the coach. First and second now, and Athey, who has walked and lined softly to second, watches strike one. 0-1 to Anna Athey. Erica Dickman at first. Emma Melby's got a force at third. Middle infielders are Olish at short. Kellish at second. There's a change. Lined over second. Wagner will fire it into Sedlowski, cutting it off. And it is an RBI for Anna Athey, scoring Morgan Mann to make it 5-2 and get the tying run to the plate. Jaden Robb ends up at third, and on the throw in, Anna Athey goes to second. First base open now for the cleanup hitter, Michaela Peterson. It's 5-2. As the pitch to Peterson is missed outside, ball one. Peterson has an RBI single in the first, a ground out to Emma Melby in the third. Chance for Mora. And the 1-0 pitch, high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. So three hits here in the inning. And they've got five in the ball game now. Jaden Robb at third, Anna Athey at second, and the pitch is fouled at the plate. Michaela Peterson now in a 2-1 count from Emily Sedlowski. Two balls and one strike. Pioneers will have Kelish, Melby, and Zupan due up in the bottom of the fifth. Emily's 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul. Just got a piece of that and ricochets back to the screen. 2-2 now to Michaela Peterson. Trying to win this battle. Emily Sedlowski, here comes. 2-2 pitch. Popped up. Third base. Emma Melby is right there. Foul territory catch. Inning over. The Mustangs come up with a run on three hits. They leave two. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's now Piers 5 and Mora 2.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shiloh Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hummerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
First pitch of the inning is Liz Kelish rocketing one down the line. And I think that went right off the glove of Jaden Robb. And Kelish starts the fifth with a double. So Liz Kelish immediately puts herself into scoring position as the Pioneers try and answer the run that the Mustangs got in the top of the inning. Now Emma Melby to hit. That is hit number 7 for Piers. Kelish is second, and Melby whacks it foul. Liz had a single and a run scored in the third. Now she doubles to begin the fifth. Nice day for the second baseman, Liz Kelish. Piers up 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 0-1 to Melby. Change is high. 1-1. Hallie Zupan on deck. Emma Melby in the game has been hit by a pitch and got an RBI single. And now she's ahead in the count here. 2-1. Dangerous part of the order here. There are a lot of dangerous parts here in this 2021 lineup for Coach Pepping. But there's a high pop-up right field coming in and going out. Second baseman, and it falls in. Liz Kellish is going to be waved around. Throw's going to second, and Kellish will come in and score. And the Pioneers have gotten that run back. It's a little bit of hesitation between Nordstrom, the second baseman, and the right fielder, Gravich, coming in, and it fell in. And it's now a 6-2 lead, and here's Hallie Zupan. Hallie takes it high, ball one. I guess we give a fly ball double on that as Emma hustling out of the batter's box. It was a high pop-up, about 15 yards back on the grass in right field, and the right fielder playing deep. Zupan watches, and it's outside. Hallie driven in three today, a two-run homer in the first, a sacrifice fly in the third. Melby at second with nobody out. A run is in. Zupan awaits, and Zupan lines it to the glove, and they will go back to second and get the out. Boy, you can't hit it harder than that. And a fine play by Jaden Robb, literally robbing Zupan.
Catcher number four, Brenna Hickman.
So that produces two quick outs, and it brings up the catcher, Brenna Dickman. Nothing that Emma could do on that. Just bang, bang. First pitch fouled into the dirt by Brenna, and it's 0-1. Brenna's having a day, a walk in the first, an RBI doubled into right in the third. 0-1 from Michaela Peterson, who has struck out three, walked three. And line drive up the middle, base hit off the diving glove of second baseman Nordenstrom. Well, her whole body dove. It wasn't just the glove. And a solid knock for Brenna. That's her second hit, third time on base. And her courtesy runner, Madison Gall, will return to the bases. And the batter will become the right fielder, Emily Daler. Emily's 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up to second today. A two-out single by Brenna Dickman here. Third hit of the inning and the ninth of the ball game. And Emily swings and misses. It's 0-1. Emily Daler with two down. Boy, that double play off the bat of Zupan. That went right to the glove. And Rob basically had to wait for her second baseman, Nordstrom, to get to the bag. Ball was on her. There's a little looper middle infield, and it'll be caught by the shortstop, Morgan Mann, to retire Daler and the Pioneers. But they get that run back on the RBI double by Emma Melby, plating Liz Kellish. And after five, Pioneers are back up by four. It's Pierce 6 and Mora 2.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
To the top of the sixth, Mora sends up Lindsey Nosbusch, the first baseman, to lead it off here. Pierce leading 6-2 over Mora. Nosbusch fouled, one strike. A walk and a grounder back to Emily Sedlowski so far. Nosbusch 0-1. Emily has allowed two runs on five base hits. She has struck out three and walked two. Swing and a foul. 0-2 to the number five hitter, Lindsey Nosbusch. Pierce with six runs on nine hits. Mora, two runs on five hits. No errors for either team in this game. Change up low. 1-2, Shea Osmus and Peyton Oslin, the scheduled batters yet to come here in the sixth for the Mustangs. And here is Emily's pitch. Ground ball towards first. It'll be played in foul territory by Dickman there. And still alive up there is Lindsey Nosbusch. Got on top of that ball and a weak roller towards first. Left-handed hitter. And Emily ready to throw her 1-2 pitch. High, 2-2. Mustangs with a run in the first on a Michaela Peterson RBI single. And then Anna Athey added an RBI single in the fifth. Morgan Mann has scored both runs for the Mustangs. That one slipped out of the grip, it looked like, a little bit. Full count now to Lindsey Nosbusch, leading off the sixth for the Mustangs. And there's ball four. Leadoff runner for the Mustangs. Nosbusch takes a walk, and it brings up left fielder Shea Osmus. She has fanned and hit back to Sedlovsky, 0-2 today. Pioneers leading 6-2 in the sixth inning over Mora. As Sedlovsky ready and delivers. Fouled straight back. 0-1 now to Shea Osmus. Well, in baseball and softball, if you have a first pitch time of, say, today, first pitch was at 4 o'clock, do you have a first note time of 6:30 for the band? Melby creeps up at third. Right there, good location on the fastball. 0-2 to Shea Osmus. Hallie Zupan in left, Tori Wagner in center, Emily Daler's out in right field, and the pitch, swinging a roller, foul. Just drifted as it came to the bag and missed it by inches. Fortunate that Emma didn't touch that ball. That would have been a fair ball had she touched that. So still 0-2 to Shea Osmus. Leadoff walk has Nosbusch aboard here to start the sixth as the Mustangs trying to rally late. The 0-2 changeup outside. Dickman can't find it, and motoring to second is Nosbusch. 1-2 now to Shea Osmus. So no force in play now. Emily Sedlowski accepts the sign from catcher Dickman, and it's popped up behind first, chased by Erica, and just out of her range. May have got the very edge of the glove on the ball, but not a real high pop-up, and still alive up there is Shea Osmus. Runner at second with nobody out for Mora, batting in the top of the sixth. Peyton Oslin due up next. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. High. 2-2. Emily's got three strikeouts, but she hasn't struck a batter out since the second inning. One in the first, two in the second. Change that. Fouled, and it rolls foul. Still 2-2 to Shea Osmus. Pioneer baseball team will be featured on You Are There Sports tomorrow as they host Malacca. 2-2. Fastball, look out in the dugout over there. Girls scatter as Osmus squirts one that way. Hit off that top rail and into the dugout. Still 2-2. Nosbusch at second with nobody out. 2-2 outside, full count now to Shea Osmus. Let's get this out here and start to count outs. Need six. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a roller to third. Knocked down. Melby looks the runner back. Throws off the glove of Dickman, and everybody is safe. To third, Nosbusch. To second, Osmus. So the first error of the game, and the Mustangs have two in scoring position with nobody out. And the batter is going to be a change here. And it looks like we're going to have due up is Peyton Oslin, but I see a number 10.
No, batting number 11, Maddie Callender.
Maddie Callender. Okay, yep, I see it. So Maddie Callender will bat for Peyton Oslin. First error of the game. May open things up here for Mora in the sixth inning. Down by four. Nobody out. Second and third. Callender getting her first look at Sedlovsky. And her first swing produces a foul ball back and out of play. One strike. Callender batting for Peyton Oslin, who goes 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground ball out to first. One strike to pinch hitter Maddie Callender. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. Haley Nordenstrom is on deck. One and one. Change up, grounded foul of third base. One and two to Maddie Callender. Piers will have Sedlowski, Cummings, and Erica Dickman due in the bottom of the sixth inning. One and two to Callender from Sedlowski. Fastball foul tip is held onto by Brenna Dickman. A strikeout. First out of the inning. That's Emily's fourth strikeout of the ball game.
10, Haley Nordenstrom.
And now it's Mora second baseman Haley Nordenstrom, who's grounded out to MMLB. Hit the ball hard but in the air to center, where Tori Wagner made a catch in the fifth inning. First pitch is right there for a strike, and Emily's just throwing fastballs now and trying to lock in and keep those runners on base. One quick strike here to the number 8 hitter, Haley Nordenstrom. Next pitch rolled foul, and it's 0-2. I think the Pioneers will trade an out for a run at this point of the ball game. Up 6-2 with one out, runners at second and third. The 0-2 to Nordenstrom from Sedlovsky. Change and Dickman with the stop. 1-2, no chase by Haley Nordenstrom with Sophie Steffen due up next. JV wins 4-3. Must have been an exciting finish. There's a high offering, and it's 2-2 now to Haley Nordenstrom. Two and two the count. Second and third, one out. Top of six. Here's the pitch. Low. Full count now. First base is open. I want to put another runner on there and bring the tying run to the plate. 3-2 to Haley Nordenstrom. Emily's pitch. Low, ball four, and they're loaded up for Sophie Steffen. Second walk of the inning, and the Mustangs will get the tying run to the plate here in the top of the sixth. And Matt Pepping's going to take a walk out to the circle.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger. Wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
All right, Sophie Steffen at the plate. First pitch is a strike. Next pitch grounded into right. That's going to score one. Daler coming up throwing, and the runner will come around third. And now Sedlowski will run her back to the bag and back safe. So they don't get an out on the play. They almost had Osmus hung up between third and home. Well, she was hung up, but she was able to get back to the bag. So Nosbusch scores on the Steffen RBI. They are still loaded in what is now a 6-3 ball game. And Morgan Mann, the top of the order, batting with one out. Change up to short. They go to first. And the tag is made by Dickman. She had to jump up. They get the run home. Osmus will score. Mann is tagged out. She'll get an RBI. That's the second out of the inning. And it's now a 6-4 game. Tying run at second for Jaden Robb. Robb has a single and a sacrifice bunt and a flyout. Pops that one back and out of play. Seventh batter of the inning here for the Mustangs as they've scored two. And they've got the tying run into scoring position with an opportunity with a knock here. And I don't think they would hesitate to try and send Steffen home from second base on a hit with two outs. The pitch. Ground ball to Emily Sedlowski. She gathers it, throws to Dickman, and that's all for the Mustangs. But they close the gap. They score a pair of runs, and they do it on a hit, an error, and a couple of walks, and they leave two. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's now Pierce 6 and Mora 4.
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Spring has definitely sprung, and that means everything is fresh and new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. If your Verizon phone is ready for a spring makeover, then stop in and visit us today. If you haven't visited us for a while, now's the time. There are great promotions going on that can save you hundreds on a new phone. Plus, when you buy your new Verizon device from us, we take care of you from start to finish. That's the design difference. We want you to make sure you leave our store with a smile. So stop in and visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
Welcome back to Piers, where it's Piers 6, Mora 4, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Emily Sedlowski, the pitcher, will lead it off, followed by Kelsey Cummings and Erica Dickman against Michaela Peterson. 0 for 2 for Emily today, and she swings and fouls the first pitch back, 0-1. Peterson has struck out 3, walked 3, hit a batter, giving up 6 runs on 9 hits. Emily has popped to short and flown to left in her 2 at-bats against Peterson so far today. See if she can start something here in the 6th inning. 0-1 the count. Peterson delivers, rolled up the third baseline, but foul. 0-2 to Emily Sedlowski. We'll see if Emily comes out to throw the 7th. Coach Pepping made a visit in the bottom or top of the 6th. Here's the 0-2 to Sedlowski from Peterson. Low. 1-2. Kelsey Cummings to follow here for the Pioneer batting order. They've responded. Every time Mora has scored in a half an inning, the Pioneers have come back and done likewise. Moore scored one in the first. Hallie Zupan hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the first. Changeup, pulled to third, fielded, thrown, and out. One hopper to Jade and Rob, retiring Emily Sedlowski, and there's one away in the sixth. And here's the designated player, Kelsey Cummings. Kelsey with a single to center her last time up. She is 1-for-2 in the game. Mora got one in the fifth. Pierce came back with one in the fifth as well. Pierce did get three unanswered runs in the third inning. Here comes the Peterson pitch to senior Kelsey Cummings, and she takes it low for ball one. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Heart of the order coming up in the seventh for Mora. 3-4-5. Fastball rolled foul of third again. Rob plays it there. 1-1. Kelsey Cummings. Try and get a hold of one here. One ball, one strike. Here's Michaela Peterson's windup. Change up and has Kelsey off balance swing, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Kelsey Cummings. Fastball grounded right side, knocked down there, picked up, thrown out. Nice range shown by Norderstrom. And that's the second out, and it brings up the first baseman, Erica Dickman. Dickman in the game has popped out to first in foul territory and been retired on strikes. Two outs. And the number nine hitting, Erica Dickman at the plate, and she lifts one back and up against the screen for strike one. Kiara Olish on deck at the top of the order. Again, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Mora are due up in the seventh, and they right now trail 6-4. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Erica Dickman from Michaela Peterson, and it's inside, ball one. See if we can get a little two-out rally going here for the Pioneers. The 1-1 pitch, low again. 2-1 to Erica Dickman. I don't know, Moore just seems like they're better than a 6-5 team. Two balls and a strike. Grounded to the left side. Rob up with it on time to first, and we'll go to the seventh. Some good infield defense shown by the Mustangs. Three groundouts in the inning. And it's the top of the seventh coming up with Piers in front of Mora, 6-4. Last chance for the Mustangs.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Piers Golf Course, Kurtz Furniture, Amp Fitness, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Piers Fire Department, Check Auto Body, CHI St. Gabriel's, Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Law Irrigation, Kenko Drywell, Shelley Funeral Home, Jason Gruber Construction, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premier Concrete, Horizon Health, Executive Realty, Sharp Hedge, Hardwood Floors, and Essential Health. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
All right, we are underway in the seventh as Emily Sedlowski misses low and outside to catcher Anna Athey leading it off. Piers up on Mora, 6-4. 1-0, 1-for-2 today for Athey with an RBI. Sharply hit right to Kellish. Liz stays down on it. And one out. Kellish to Dickman to retire Athey. A sharply hit ground ball. One away for pitcher Michaela Peterson. P Peterson has an RBI single in the first. Since then, she's grounded a third and popped a third. Her base hit was between third and short. So three times she's directed the ball that way. Here's the first pitch, and it's grounded foul of third again. 0-1. I don't think I've ever seen a shift in softball. But it seems like Peterson is more apt to put the ball in play to third than anywhere else so far. At least a small sample size tells me that. One strike to Peterson, the cleanup hitter. You want to keep runners off base. And low. One ball, one strike. Emily has struck out four. She has walked four, allowing four runs, six hits. Mora single runs in the first and fifth, two in the sixth. 1-1 to Peterson. Hit to center. Wagner at the wall, makes the catch as she goes up against the fence. Tori Wagner with the play. That's a big out there, out number two. I'm not sure if that one. I'm not sure if that gets out or not. It would have been really close if Tori didn't glove that one. Two outs and the Mustangs down to their final out. Nosbusch swings and foul tips into the mitt. One strike. Lindsey Nosbusch has walked twice today. Hit back to Sedlowski the other time. Emily delivers low. 1-1. So two hard hit balls, but two outs. One ball, one strike to the lefty Nosbusch. Change up. Ground ball back to Sedlowski, to Dickman, and the Pioneers win 6-4 over Mora. 6-4 final score. The Pioneers defeat the Mustangs in a good ball game.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required. And earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Feline Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at feline-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Feline Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, the Pioneers had to work for a hard-fought 6-4 victory over Mora today, but they win for the 12th time in 13 games, and the Pioneers add one more win to their conference record as well, as the Pioneers are now 11-1 in Granite Ridge play. Pierce, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They leave 3 on base. Mora, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, stranding 7. Emily Sedlowski gets the win, striking out 4, walking 4. And Michaela Peterson takes the loss, striking out 3, walking 3, and hitting 1. Mora got a run in the first on a 2-out RBI single by Michaela Peterson. Pioneers answered with Hallie Zupan's 2-out, 2-run homer to take a 2-1 lead. They added 3 more in the third, an RBI single by Emma Melby, Hallie Zupan sack fly, and a Brenna Dickman opposite field RBI double, and the Pioneers have themselves a 5-1 lead. Mora got a run in the fifth to make it 5-2 on a 2-out RBI single from Anna Athey. They made it 5. Pierce made it 6-2 in the bottom of the fifth when Emma Melby doubled home a run. And then a 2-run sixth by the Mustangs. Sophie Steffen with an RBI single, Morgan Mann with an RBI groundout, and it was 6-4. And the Pioneers, though, able to hold off the Mustangs as each team went 1-2-3 in their final inning. The seventh had some interesting moments, a hard-hit grounder to second baseman Liz Kellish, a long fly to deep center by Michaela Peterson, hauled in at the fence by Tori Wagner. And then Emily Sedlowski finished off the game, getting Lindsay Nosbusch to ground back to the pitcher. So Pierce now 12-1, and they will head to Osakis tomorrow and face the Silver Streaks. They go to Malacca tomorrow. Thursday is the road trip to Osakis. Friday, Long Prairie Gray Eagle here. For the Mustangs, they are now 6-6 overall and 5-6 in the conference. They play tomorrow, Thursday, Friday as well. Tuesday at Zimmerman. Thursday, they'll host Aiken. And Friday, they'll go to Isle. So it is a 6-4 victory for the Pioneers. And they'll now quickly rake up the field and then go home, change clothes, and get ready to entertain us with the choir and band concert. And we'll have the final wrap-up here as we close up shop from Pierce with a 6-4 victory, and we'll have our Frosties player of the game coming up, and then we'll close her down after this.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Feline Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, Pioneers win 6-4 over the Mora Mustangs here this afternoon in an early start for softball action as they are now 12-1, and good luck tomorrow as they will travel to Malacca and try and pick up another conference win and move a step closer to a conference championship, their second to last conference game. They'll close out the final regular season game in Albany, which could be the deciding game, although Albany and Zimmerman have to play each other, and that might be Thursday, I think. It's coming up this week at some point, those two teams, which are right behind the Pioneers in the standings. So one of those is going to suffer, which basically will be a conference eliminator loss for one of those two teams. But today's You Are There Sports Frosty's Player of the Game. We're going to go with Emma Melby, who goes 2 for 2, scores 2 runs, drives in 2, and had an RBI single in the 3-run 3rd, an RBI double in the 5th. So Emma Melby is today's player of the game, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. The baseball team takes center stage as they will be in action. Malacca comes to town for a Granite Ridge game. Again, 6-4, your final score. Piers defeats Mora on You Are There Sports.